And now I'd like to introduce our 10-minute speaker, Laura S. from AG.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'm an alcoholic. Wow, there's a lot of people out there. So my sobriety date is June 27th, 2016. You know, when I drank alcohol, alcohol didn't make me happy. Alcohol made me feel like I was going to be happy in about 15 minutes. I wanted to feel better, or I didn't want to feel at all. You know, my addiction started out before alcoholism with a pretty severe eating disorder. I had an eating disorder when I was a teenager, and that turned into eating disorder with booze, and then turned into just straight booze. I started drinking when I was a teenager, and, you know, just like most of us, drank in high school, and when I drank in high school, there was limited access to alcohol. So I just thought when I binge drank, that's what you do, and I thought that that's what normal drinkers do. But somewhere I crossed the line, and when I was about 18, I moved up to San Luis Obispo. I lived in Southern California, and I was drinking pretty much all the time, and I would just pretty much work, sleep, hangover, repeat. And about every 3 to 5 years, I would get a DUI and come to Alcoholics Anonymous and make a guest appearance. And then I would clean up my act and tell myself I was never coming back to Alcoholics Anonymous because I definitely had other plans besides this place. In fact, a little over 2 years ago, I sat over there in that pew when I had a little under 30 days, and I saw one of my best friend's moms here, and I hid underneath the pew, and I was like, oh, hell. Oh, sorry, I'm in church. I was like, oh, heck no. I never thought I'd be standing up here sharing my experience, strength, and hope with all of you. It's an honor, so thank you, Kristen, for asking me to lead, or to do what I'm doing up here. you know... one of the times when I got in trouble with a DUI, I was asked by my attorney, or he let me know that one of the consequences was that I was probably going to have to give a hair sample to prove that I wasn't drinking. But rather than stopping drinking, I thought, well, I'll just shave my head, because it never occurred to me to stop drinking. And it's funny because there's I'm a teacher, and for those of you who don't know that, now you know. There was another teacher when I got in trouble the last time for a DUI around 2007. I got my last DUI was in 2004, but in 2007 I was coming to, you know, do a little spin dry and try to save face and keep my job. And I went up to somebody who was also a teacher in my school district, and I said, hey, do you think you could write a letter for me that you saw me at an AA meeting so I could, like, keep my job? She's like, I don't even know you. I'm like, I know, but we both are in the same school district, so, like, could you just write me a letter and say you saw me at AA meeting? She's like, no, I don't even know you. And so in the end, just like all of us, I drank to check out. I drank because I didn't want to be present anymore. I never wanted to be present. That was like a theme my whole life. And, you know, in the end, I had to drink. I had to drink, and I've told people in meetings that, and I've shared that there's nothing worse than wanting to go to bed and knowing that you have to drink before you can go to bed, because that's how bad your alcoholism has got. So what happened was, you know, it says in chapter 4 that if when you honestly want to, you cannot quit entirely, or if when drinking you cannot, you know, handle the amount you drink, you're probably alcoholic. I identified with that. And, you know, I was really scared to do the steps. I had a lot of sponsors in AA. I changed sponsors more than I changed my underwear. And I was like, oh, wait, a new woman. Maybe I'll ask her to sponsor me, you know? And I didn't want to do the steps. I had a lot of fear. And I kept thinking, I don't want to do the steps because I'm going to do them wrong. But, you know, you don't have to understand the steps to do them. You have to do the steps to understand them. And I didn't understand them until I did the steps. I identified with the phenomenon of craving that sets in when we take our first drink. I surrendered in an AA meeting one day. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I didn't walk in and know that was going to happen, but I surrendered, and I knew that I was powerless over alcohol and that I was done. I'm affectionately known at my home group as Fish Sticks because I had a fire and a blackout and almost burned my house down, and that wasn't an isolated incident. Two things I don't like to do sober is I don't like to drive and I don't like to cook. And two things I like to do drunk were cook and drive. So, I don't know. So, but also, yeah, somebody asked me recently, they go, do you like have a license? Because you like never drive. And people are always driving you everywhere. I'm like, no, I have a license now, but you know. You know. So, you know, I did surrender in a meeting. I did let go, and I did come to believe, and that was something that was hard for me, but I did what people were doing. Like I said in the beginning, I did what people were doing, and I wanted to get what people were getting, so I took direction. You know, my mom said when I made amends to her, why did it take you so long? My mom has Alzheimer's. She has moderate stage Alzheimer's, and I was able to make amends to her, and she's like, why did it take you so long? And that was hard to hear. But you know what? It's never too late to get your life together and get sober. So that's how I feel today. And what it's like today is that, you know, anything with God's will is not as much work today. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. I have a home group. I have a commitment. I have a higher power. You know, I used to say, you know, one day maybe I'll try to get sober. One day. And now I get sober one day. This one day right here is my day. And today I have a higher power. I used to not know what a higher power was all about. I didn't know what it was like to live in the solution. Once I got rid of one problem, I would replace it for a second problem. And today I try to find solutions to my problems. You know, I needed a higher power in my life, and today I have a higher power for all my needs. So thank you.
I think we need to give Laura another round of applause.